You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Jesus says in today's gospel, "Come to me, all you who labor and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." However, being human and possessing free will, we don't have to go to him. But if we don't turn to Jesus, where would we go? There's always the option of turning towards something offered by our culture. The answers of the culture of our time are growing ever more delusional as it degenerates, falsely telling us that we will find happiness in some sort of sin. It's hard not to miss our culture's obsession with the sins of the flesh. Watch TV, a movie, read a novel, search the internet. It's inescapable what the culture sees and tries to promote. Disordered sensuality brings us disease and addiction. But this isn't the only delusion offered. The culture offers idolatry through hero worship, rock stars, sports figures, and Hollywood actors and actresses, and their tangled and lawless lifestyles are always presented as normal. But the culture doesn't stop there, as it promotes materialism, elitism, arrogance, and indifference, even glamorizing violence and substance abuse. These things take us away from our spouses and our children and families and leave them in a chaos and confusion and loneliness. Not only does Jesus offer us a yoke, but so does the culture today. It is offering us a yoke of sin, and that yoke is a heavy and painful burden. Consider our second reading from St. Paul. In order to properly understand what St. Paul is teaching us, we must understand what he means by the word flesh. St. Paul uses the word flesh to speak of human frailty, a concept that goes far beyond that which is merely sensual. St. Paul isn't limiting his discussion to sins of human sexuality. He's instead pointing to human weaknesses like those that I just mentioned. Those weaknesses are what weigh us down, the yoke that we carry in this world. To have our yokes lifted, we must become humble, not self-deprecating, but modest and self-effacing. We must, in the simplicity of children, trust and hope in what Christ can do for us. For all that bears down on us, we must trade it in for the yoke of Christ, a yoke that is easy and a burden that is light. Yoked together, like two oxen that are yoked, we can, with Christ at our side, pull any load. No load that life can impose on us can possibly be too heavy, if we are joined with him. After all, if we consider the yoke that he took on for all of us, and all we have to do is look up there at the crucifix to see it, then we can see that he has already lifted the heavy load for us. What did he bear? He took on rejection, hate, betrayal, loneliness, physical abuse, and mental torture. He was victimized, taunted, used, abused, and thrown away. But if we contrast the concept of flesh as understood by St. Paul with its opposite, we find St. Paul speaking about the Spirit. Recall what the Holy Spirit gifted to us: wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and a wonder of the Lord. All the gifts that are necessary to do battle, and to do battle against evil. Christ, St. Paul writes, frees us from the dominion of the flesh, and by the power of the Holy Spirit establishes us as God's new creation, making us his sons and daughters and his new children. And it is for the childlike, not the childish, but the childlike, that Jesus thanks his Father when he said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to the children." So, we have a choice in this world, every day, every hour, every moment, to participate in the heavy burden of sinful action and activities, or to accept that lighter yoke offered us by Jesus to convey the fruits of the Holy Spirit to a world that is in desperate need. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.